Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Stevie Nicol. We kick things off by welcoming in Julien Laurent, Don Hutchinson and Shaka Hislop to the show. Now, we've talked about this a lot over the last few days, haven't we? No goal line technology. Of course, the goal that wasn't given in the Serbia-Portugal game. We've been having to go at UEFA and FIFA. Well, I tell you what, UEFA and come out and said, hey, it's not our fault. The decision to use goal line technology for the European qualifiers lies with a host association for each match. If the host association plans to implement goal line technology, they must also obtain written consent from the visiting association in order for it to be used. So basically, they're washing their hands of any responsibility here, Jules.
Yeah, although it's not completely true, because if UEFA decided that they would have VAR and goal line technology in every qualifiers, then all the federations would have followed. You know, it's just that they have decided that in the first place, then they backtracked because I think federations said, hey, hang on a minute, it's very expensive for, especially for small countries, to have VAR and goal line technology at every of their national team games, which you can understand. And then I think UEFA said, okay, we can't do it for certain games and not for others. It's either everybody does it or no one, which I guess is the fairest solution, really. And that's where they are. But for them to just wash their hands like this, I think that's, it's a bit disgenuine, really.
Yeah, what a complete and utter mess. You take a look at where things stand then in Group A. Portugal top level on points with Serbia. You figure that those two will finish the top two. It all depends on what order. Next up for Portugal, it's Luxembourg. A lot of people have been asking, Don, what percentage chance of Ronaldo scoring a hat-trick against Luxembourg, given that he goes into this game scoring none so far in World Cup qualifying?
I don't know. I mean, just touching back on the VAR and the goal line technology, it's a shambles, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, why can't that be mandatory right across the board? If you're going to try and qualify for a major competition and get to a major competition, surely, UEFA have got to cough up and make sure everyone has at least goal line technology. If it's not VAR and that's too expensive, I might try and buy that. But surely GDS for everyone's the way to go. It has to be, doesn't it? That's for Ronaldo.
Ooh,
there's every chance. Well, that's what we call it in the UK, GDS.
Oh, that's what we call it in the UK, Stephen.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Sorry, we're all here. In the back of beyond.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, we're in black and white here. Yeah. Don, percentage. You didn't give me the answer. Too busy GDSing us up.
I did. I said in the end. I said in the end every chance.
That's not a percentage, is it?
All right. Well, it's not going to be 100%. It can't be 100% that someone's going to score a hat-trick, is it?
Nobody wants you to say 100%. Where does that come into?
10.
Right. Good. Oh, we got there in the end.
Yeah, me.
So Tuesday, a whole round of Euro qualifiers. Of course, the third round of matches in this short period. You've got the likes of Belgium in action, the Dutch as well, Portugal. And also, who else should I point out, Stevie?
No, it's Wales.
Oh, Turkey as well, really looking good. They're, of course, across our ESPN networks. Manchester City confirmed on Monday that Kun Aguero will be leaving at the end of the season, leaving with quite the resume for City. Jules, where's he going to go?
That's a good question, Dan. I think Barcelona, for now, certainly the club that the biggest club that has made contact. I think he will have offers maybe to go back home as well, to Argentina. And we know how much he's always wanted to do that, to finish his career in Argentina. But maybe he thinks that there's a few more years in Europe to do. He's 33 in June. If Messi stays in Barcelona and them two could be reunited, and we know how close they are with Messi and Aguero being godfathers of each other's sons, I think that would appeal a lot to Kun. So I could also see him going to Barcelona. It's a free transfer, although no transfers are really free, completely free. But I think with no transfer fee to pay, this is certainly a player that I think Barcelona can afford despite all their financial troubles.
This is all coming together for Don's prediction that Harry Kane will be moving to Manchester City in the summer. Don, just something that we were discussing on yesterday's show, and I just was interested to get your take on it. Would you leave Spurs if you were Harry Kane in search of silverware? How much of a motivation would that be?
It has to be. It has to be 100%. I wouldn't have thought, I mean, I understand it if you want to be a one club man. I totally get that. And you can be a legend at your football club, but Harry Kane's a driven footballer. I would imagine that he wants trophies. He wants the highest accolades he can possibly get. He wants more golden boots, and you've probably got more chance of getting those if you go to one of the top clubs in England. I just got a hunch that he'll end up at Man City. I can see him scoring a bundle of goals for Pep. I think certainly improves Man City, because let's get it right. I don't think Tottenham are going to be winning the league. I don't think they're winning the league while Harry Kane's in his prime. So he has to move on. If he wants to win the very biggest of trophies, he ain't going to accomplish that at Tottenham.
Stevie, I know we were discussing before. You've actually given this some thought.
Oh, yes.
tell us what that thought was.
Well, I was as soon as I was thinking about Kane, I was thinking about Steven Gerrard. And I guess sometimes you forget that Gerrard actually won everything else except a Premier League title. So for him to stay at Liverpool to try and win that one thing that he hadn't won with Liverpool, you can understand. Harry Kane's a different ballgame, because Harry Kane has got diddly. Yeah. He's got nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, if they win the League Cup, would that make any difference to him, that he may have got some silverware and that would justify to him to stay there? Or if they get nothing this year, which it looks pretty much likely, does he stay or does he go? It's a completely individual thing, and it depends how he feels about Tottenham. If he feels that strongly about Tottenham, then he'll stay there. Like a Totti. You know, Totti...
Is that OK?
I think it's OK because, listen, everybody looks at their career differently, I think.
Right. You know,
some people judge it on how many medals they've got. Listen, there are a load of guys who've got medals who never actually kicked a ball in either the finals or played many games. So it depends how you look at your own career. Is it about what you did? Were your teammates? Were your club? Is it about all those things, or is it just about silverware and trophies and medals? Not everybody's the same.
So, Jules, he's got 3 years left on his contract. Spurs would make a lot of money from selling him this summer. Where do they stand on this situation?
I think if you're Spurs, you don't want to see him go, because you can't replace him. If you're Spurs, even if you get 200 million, let's say, from Manchester City, and I'm not sure City have the money, I'm not sure how much City fancy negotiating with Daniel Levy either, but let's say that they make a deal for 200 million. Where do you go from there? If Spurs lose him, they lose far more than just a striker and their best player. They lose someone who they would never be able to replace with the same amount of gold, the same profile. They won't be able to go and find that. So they would have to go young striker with a lot of promise, with a promising future. And that's not a gamble, but for how long will he have to wait until he becomes a top striker, for example? So if you're them, you don't want to let him go. If he wants to go, with everything that he's done for that club, I think you have to open the door, though. But I think it will be a long, long saga, a long, long summer if he decides to leave.
Don, just on the point that Stevie was making, Stevie obviously walked into a Liverpool side that won so much and continued to win so much with him in the squad. So maybe, I don't know, do different players judge their careers in different ways? Like, do you look back and wish you had moved somewhere where you had the chance of winning more?
Absolutely. No, when you watch the stories of Totti and the guys who have stayed at a club and Gerrard all their life, you have to admire that. But as Stevie said, these guys are winning trophies along the way. I mean, in all honesty, if Harry Kane wants to be regarded as one of the very best that's ever played the game, I think you then have to add medals to your game. I do. I think if Harry Kane wants to be a Spurs legend, you stay where you are, you enjoy that, you get the adulation of the fans, they absolutely adore him. It's not as easy as what Jules was saying about, you know, in an ideal world, if Tottenham got big money, they couldn't replace him. The difference is, if Harry Kane knocks on the door to Daniel Levy and Jose Mourinho in the summer and says, listen, I've given good service to this football club, I want to try something different, I need a move, I want to move, then Tottenham have to sell him. It's as simple as that. Then you've got to go into Europe and find who's going to pay the most amount of money and where you would like him to go. Tottenham might want to not sell him to Man United or Man City. It might be easier for them to broker a deal to Real Madrid or Barcelona. They wouldn't want to sell him to a rival. Look, when Van Persie left Arsenal, the year later, he wins the title of Man United. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen from Arsene Wenger and Arsenal, to allow a top player to go to a rival and win the Premier League.
They're not obliged to sell him, though, are they? They'll say, look, you've got 3 years left on your contract.
Well, they're not obliged, but listen, when you're Harry Kane and you knock on the door, if he knocks on the door, and he says, I've given this club the amount of service and I've I've been hitting the back of the net every single season, and I've tried my utmost to get us to finals and win us trophies. You've done nothing really, apart from appoint a few managers to try and help us. But Daniel Levy, over the years, hasn't spent, you know, ridiculous amounts of money on the playing squad. All right, he's built a brand new, shiny new stadium. Harry Kane's not bothered about that. He's not bothered whether he plays at Tottenham or he's winning championships at Man United or Man City. At the end of the day, as Stevie said, you've got to look after your career, and he's getting bang into his prime now. And in 3 or 4 years' time, he won't be in his prime. What do you want to be? A Tottenham legend, which if he is, good luck to him. Or do you want to go to Man City, Man United or elsewhere and put some trophies in your cabinet?
Just one more point away from Aguero and Harry Kane. A lot of speculation about Ibrahima Konate moving to Liverpool in the summer. Of course, young defender plays alongside Upamecano at Leipzig. Jules, how close is this to being a done? This seems to have come out of nowhere.
Yes, he's edging closer. That's what sources have told us today. He's 21. He's got this release clause, which makes things far easier for any club because you don't have to negotiate a price. It's £40 million, €41.5 million. If you've got that money, you have to pay in full, though. No installment like on Spurs if you want. But you have that money, you pay it. The players is yours if he's happy to, you know, if he's happy to join and you find a deal with him for his personal contract. And I think Liverpool certainly have followed him for many years, even when he was in France at Sochaux before moving on a free to Leipzig 3 years ago now. He's had an injury last season, but he's not injury prone. I've read a lot of people saying he's injury prone. He's not injury prone. He had one bad injury last season. That was really unfortunate. But he's back now. He's playing very well for France under 21 at the Euros. And I think he's got incredible talent.
Maybe he will be injury prone when he arrives at Liverpool. Joe Gomez, Stevie, what does this mean for him?
Well, like every player, it's competition. I mean, that's what the best clubs have. They have competition in the ranks. And if it means Joe Gomez has to take another step up, then it's going to be better for Liverpool. So, yes, clearly it would be between him and Gomez. And good luck, fight it out. That's what the best teams want.
Mm-hmm. Don?
Same. Joe Gomez, you've got to step up now once you get back from injury. And listen, only the sports scientists and the doctors know at Liverpool how Van Dijk's doing and how Joe Gomez is doing in terms of their progress. But I would imagine in the sub, some of them might see Matip leave. One or two younger players. Nat Phillips has done a terrific job at Liverpool, but he might be allowed to go maybe on loan or maybe go on, you know, into the Championship and go and have a career. But Konate is a wonderful player. He's a little bit raw, but he's 21. He's lightning quick, really strong. And I think he'd be a great addition to Liverpool.
Thank you very much, guys. Just a reminder, the latest edition of the Gab and Jules podcast is available to listen to over on the website. They're joined by special guest Nader Manua.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just a reminder, you can catch up on all our latest videos over on our YouTube page. Be sure to subscribe. Oh, who wants some country Shaq at power rankings? Oh, we all do. Yes, definitely. All these teams must have qualified for the Euros, so it's a European one exclusively. And Shaka, of course you have England as number one. Everybody's favourites.
Yeah, listen, England going at number one. I know, was it last week I said, I don't actually think England get to the final. But given some of the inconsistencies by some of Europe's big boys in World Cup qualifying this week, England in at number one. Belgium and France at 2 and 3, respectively. Those are the two who I think are the best in Europe right now. Portugal, despite that disallowed goal and that draw at Serbia, they're in at 4. And Italy, who have been surprisingly good. 5 wins, 5 clean sheets in their last 5 games. Though at times not overly thrilling from the under the best of Mancini.
Well, you
have got Denmark, who've been very good.
Does he do this every time?
Since 2018.
Why are you getting such detail, Shaq, in it all?
You've already...
Because this is a very detailed power rankings.
He's already contradicted himself.
Yes. All right, no more detail.
England won't make it to the final.
Portugal, even though they drew, are ahead of Italy, who he just absolutely slobbered over how brilliant and how they've won 5 in a trot. Yeah. But yet they're behind Portugal, who dropped points the other day.
Shaka, on yesterday's show, you told me that Turkey have impressed you the most out of everyone.
This international window.
Right.
That's what I said.
But what's the power rankings for then?
Yeah.
If it's normally, normally
your power rankings are judged on recent results.
They've had 2 very good results and they're in. That's all this bigger body of work to all of this, Dan. I've put more data into the algorithm. You know that.
Data.
Potato.
Don, you seem to have a vested interest in the top 10. What do you make of this one?
I love Shaka's power rankings. They're just absolutely bonkers. But like Stevie said, he lost me at 4 and 5. Portugal drew.
Yes.
Italy have won 5 on the spin, but they're behind them.
Yeah.
And Turkey have been sensational, and they're in 7th.
Yeah, Jules?
The only good thing about power rankings is the music.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that, you know.
That's very true.
I mean, England number one, this is... Are we talking the November international break or this one? I mean, I'm completely lost. France 3rd, they drew against Ukraine at home, they were terrible, they were not even much better against Kazakhstan. Right. I mean,
Shaka,
how can they be 3rd?
Yeah. Shaka?
Oops.
Did you forget they drew against Ukraine?
Just say oops.
No, I didn't forget they drew against Ukraine. But as I said before, I think before these last 2 games, I felt Belgium and France were the best 2 teams in European football. A little bit of a blip. They beat Ukraine not so long ago, convincingly. So I give them a little bit of a reprieve.
Shaka, how long did this take you?
Huh? I sent it up to Google. Google takes care of it.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'll Google.
Right, I think we've filled enough time on this nonsense. Just a reminder for more nonsense, extra time today. Jules, you would not believe what he has to say about Robert Lewandowski. Shocking, I think it is the appropriate word. You can check that out over on our YouTube page.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bad news for Poland. Robert Lewandowski out of their clash against England on Wednesday. It's a game you can see live on ESPN2 at 2:30 Eastern. It's a knee injury that he picked up during that clash against Andorra, and it leaves him a major doubt for that big game domestically. It's Bayern Munich against Leipzig this Saturday, also a game you can see on ESPN2 at 12:30, and it's a race against time, maybe, if he'll be back in time for the first leg of that Champions League quarter-final between Bayern and PSG. Bayern, of course, go into that clash a week Wednesday as big favourites to advance. Well, that's it. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much to everyone who has been on. Thanks to Don, to Jules, to Shaka, and, of course, to Stephen. Be sure to stay tuned, though. Extra Time is next. More on Lewandowski with Jules. Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you for your tweets, Stevie.
You sure?
I just almost said the show, but then I thought we've already done the show. It's now Extra Time. It's Monday. Shaka is with us, as is Jules. Don, who was sending us all on our WhatsApp group, his dinner, a well-done steak. You had lots of other things going on, Don. As well in that
bit of surf and turf, yeah, bit of calamari, bit of lobster, bit of prawns, bit of feta, bit of steak, bit of burger. Quite a good meal.
How many people were eating this meal?
Yeah, was that just for you?
Wow.
four of us, Jules.
Yeah, but the kids, you got the twins. They're what, four? How big is their appetite?
Yeah, but they just have a few chips. They're all right.
Yes, exactly. So Dom's there eating lobster. Shaka. First question's for you. We saw Frankie de Jong playing four matches in 9 days, and he left Barcelona at 3 a.m. at night after playing his match and had to report for international duty. Don't you think FIFA or the clubs should restrict some players from leaving the club?
Well, that won't happen. FIFA won't stop players from leaving the club and to go play internationals. I think you have to manage the number of games and the space of time a little bit better as the players get older. But I think Frankie de Jong is young enough to handle the strains of three internationals in this quicker time frame. I don't see it as being that much of an issue. Not for him.
Jules, what do you think the odds of PSG beating Bayern are, keeping in mind that Marquinhos is out suspended for the first leg?
This is bad to say, I'm still going to say it. I'm really hoping... No, I'm kidding. I was going to say I'm hoping that Robert Lewandowski obviously misses the first leg, maybe the second leg, maybe
Jules.
all the legs that he would
come
ever have to play.
Jules, that's not right.
that's just not true.
No, that is horrible. What an attitude to have.
I said that was a joke.
No, you can't say that. You can't say kidding.
It wasn't a joke.
And we know that was
not
a joke.
Let me continue. I really hope Lewandowski's knee is 100% fit and he plays at his best and we still beat them, even without Marquinhos in the first leg. I give us 20%, because I still think that we have some qualities that can cause them problems, and their high line and everything. So 20-25% maybe.
Oh, it's gone from 10 to 20 to 25.
Yeah, it's getting there. Keep going, it'll be 80,
well, yeah,
90,
if I keep talking, I will end up at 60 or 70, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a killer, isn't he?
It's just unnecessary.
No, seriously,
why you want Lewandowski to end his career?
Just killer instinct.
He wants a career-ending injury.
Seriously, boys. Shaka, Stevie, don't tell me that when you were playing a big game, you never thought, okay, if that player from the other team
wasn't there,
it'd be easier for us, right?
No.
That's
never.
Normal.
No, if you're going to win, you've got to beat the best.
There you go.
Never.
If you want to be the best, you've got to beat the rest.
There you go.
That's it.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Jules, you've really gone down in everyone's estimations of saying that. That's disappointing. Think it might be good for Don to give Ronaldo a lesson in percentages. Oh. Gnabry, 15 goals in 19 games, 79%. Suarez, 19 goals in 35 shots, 54%. Heads or tails is 50-50. Cristiano Ronaldo, one goal in 73 free kick attempts, 1.3%.
Send that to the manager of Portugal, actually, shouldn't you?
Wow.
Mr. Santos. Didn't someone say in training he's scoring for fun at free kicks?
Yes, the Juventus third choice goalkeeper says he always scores in training.
Yeah, massive Ronaldo fan he is.
Don, when you were playing with people like that who would always like hog the free kicks, what would it take for someone to step up and say no more?
Scoring one in 73.
Yeah, but sometimes if De Canio's on it and he's so stubborn, you know you're not going to shift him off it. So sometimes you just back down and go, all right, do you know what? It might be his day today.
Really?
And then 72 games later, he's still going. And you go... And then Paolo starts an argument. And he starts an argument. Xhaka knows what he's like. And he's arguing. You go, go on then, Paolo. Have another go. Go on then.
If it was Kenny Dalglish, you wouldn't stop him, would you, Stevie? No one would say. You would just...
Ah, well, he was the manager and the player, so right. Even less chance then.
But no one would address it.
No. You want to keep your job, don't you?
Stevie, Robert Lewandowski, who we've already talked about, Jules hates, in his prime, or Luis Suarez in his prime?
Wow. Lewandowski.
Really?
It was goals, isn't it? The game's about goals,
yeah, Suarez will get you goals as well. That season he had with you?
I haven't looked at a stat, but I'm going to take a wild guess and tell you that Lewandowski has got a lot more goals than Luis Suarez.
Right.
And the game is about...
And it's as simple as that for you?
Well, I can talk all day about Luis Suarez holding the ball up. I can talk about fighting and battling and annoying the life out of centre-backs. I can talk about them running in channels.
Yep.
But then, if you're looking at the other side of the fence and there's a guy just scoring goals for fun, which one would you rather have? You love the goals, don't you?
Do you agree, Xhaka?
Yeah, I think I do. And in all honesty, there's no wrong answer to this, but if I had to choose one to build a team around, I think I'd go for the purer goal scorer, the one with the better numbers, and kind of build, start there and build around that.
Don?
Yeah, I don't think there's much in it. If Torres was in the equation, because I listened to Stevie G the other day saying he's the best he's ever played with at Liverpool.
If Messi was in the equation, why you bring Torres up?
Well, I think Torres is better than Suarez, and so does Stevie G. I don't know what the last thing.
Why are you bringing Stevie G? What the hell has this got to do with anything?
Because I read an article, he said he's the best.
Is Lewandowski in this argument anywhere?
So therefore, he's better than Suarez. So then Torres versus Lewandowski would be a more realistic comparison.
Well, who would Stevie G have?
But it's not just Suarez at Liverpool anyway.
Well, I had a chestnut that was 120. And I beat this guy who's 100. So that made my chestnut 220.
What are you talking about, chestnuts?
Well, what's he on about?
What are you on about?
Completely changing the subject.
What are you going on about? What a chestnut.
Well, he's talking about, if he was better than him and then he was better than him. It's like kids with chestnuts, isn't it?
You mean conkers?
You mean? Yeah. Conkers.
Conkers. Not the chestnuts.
Same thing. The chessies. We called them chessies, all right?
Right. Jules. Well, you're going to go Suarez, obviously.
Yeah, he hates Lewandowski, too.
Hates him.
No, I go Lewandowski. You can't pick Suarez with all the personality, the issues on the pitch, off the pitch. And after what they did to PSG in that remontada, never Suarez. Lewandowski every day.
No. Xhaka, why are you wearing your glasses today? What's happened?
I don't know. I just felt like today was a good glasses day.
Yeah? Make you look smart.
Simple as that.
Yeah? How are your chestnuts?
Thanks, man. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Okay. Well, this is from what we used to play in the playground. One would have a conquer, another have a conquer. And if one was a 100, and you beat 120 or an 80, you would then take that on board, yeah?
So you get them on the string, right?
Yep.
You try and box them.
I've never played that game in my life.
Yeah, we used to play it growing up, and you would, like...
Never heard of it either.
You would cook the conkers, or you'd soak them in vinegar to try and get
in the oven, yeah. So.
Nail varnish.
George, your kids don't play conkers. Posh.
Who, my kids?
No, Jules.
What era are we talking? Is this a game from the 80s or something?
No, well, I grew up in the 80s, yeah, but still. I don't know why conkers would suddenly not be a thing.
It's hundreds of years old.
Sorry.
it's hundreds of years old, conkers, man. How can you know it's a game of the 80s? It didn't just last 10 years.
Jules.
1990 come along, conkers finished.
Health and safety got mad. Okay, Jules, Robbo mentioned over the weekend that Italy has been one of the most consistent countries in European qualifiers. I'd like to know, why don't we see a few more of their players in the Premier League?
That's a good point. I mean, consistent in qualifiers when they actually can make the competition, right? Because obviously,
no Italians,
as we know,
no Italians are here, Jules.
No, but it's true. I'm not sure when he was talking about, but certainly not for the last World Cup. Why not more in the Premier League? This is a good question. I don't know. I mean, some have come before and did really well, and we talked about Di Canio before. Others, it's been more difficult for them. I don't know, Massimo Taibbi, for example, just the name that comes up to mind. I don't know. I mean, mostly, I think the reason was that most of them stay in Italy anyway. A bit like English players with the Premier League, a lot of the Italians stay in Serie A. We've got a few in France, in PSG, for example, with Verratti and others. But yeah, I would like to see more coming over, to be fair.
Now that Don got a percentage right with the Faroe Islands scoring and his 100% prediction, are the guys going to stop getting on his case for his mathematical wizardry?
Not a chance.
No, he's too busy now writing the thesis on the history of conkers.
Yes, Jerome. I like Jerome. Great tweet, that.
Stevie, with Leicester City's final three games of the season against Manchester United, Chelsea and then Spurs, do you think the Foxes will finish the season in the top four, or do you think they'll have to settle for another season of Europa League football?
No, I think they'll finish the top four.
Yeah?
Yep.
They're OK?
Absolutely, yeah. Listen, they're still winning games without the likes of Harvey Barnes and Madison, and they should be back hopefully soon. So, yeah, I think they'll win enough games to stay in the top four.
Seven ahead of West Ham with nine games to go, Don.
No, they'll do it, I would imagine. Stevie said they've got one or two injuries, but they've still got a good side. I'd be stunned if Leicester don't make it this season. I understood last season, so many injuries and just faded away, but this season I think they're a little bit stronger.
Shaka, what's your dog up to?
I don't know. She's just mourning for some reason. Must go outside, I think.
Final question.
This is a madhouse, Dan. This is a madhouse. Well, you know that.
That's what you get for having all those children. At Shaka, how about you do a top 10 of best players of the week?
Ooh. Don already put in an application for that.
Really? Don loves a top 10.
Don said he wanted. Yeah.
Gets excited. Yeah,
Ryan Fraser, Ollie McBurney, Lyndon Dykes.
Good.
John McGinn.
See? Told you.
Yep. How many of those games, how many games did they win this week, Don?
We are unbeaten.
Yes, good. Yep. 2 points out of two. Yep. Lovely. Well done. That is it. We are done. Thank you very much. Remember, Jules on Twitter, many of social other platforms. If you talk about his Lewandowski hate, if you like, we'll be back tomorrow to review some of those World Cup qualifiers.